Sir, I'm with interviewing Miss Rebecca McGinnis, and today is Tuesday, December 2nd.
Okay.
Okay, so Miss McGinnis, you didn't live on Pinnacle Hill.
No, I lived in Southwest history. Of course, I lived in
I see. So now, did your family, did you own your own home?
Oh, we have. I've never lived in any other house.
Did anybody else who lived with you in your house? Was it your whole family or when you were 5th grade?
Oh, my mother and father's home.
Okay.
With my sister and brother, my grandmother, all living in the same father, they all live in the same house.
Okay.
On the corner of people in that street.
Okay. Did any of your friends live on Vinegar Hill? Did you have any friends or relatives living on Vinegar Hill?
I had no relatives, but I knew a lot of people who lived on Vinegar Hill and who owned homes on Vinegar Hill, but I never lived on Vinegar Hill.
Okay. Now, the people that you knew on Vinegar Hill, like, did you see them often? Right.
Yes, most of them are very prominent Negroes who lived on Vinegar Hill. Mr. and Mrs. Ferguson. Dr. and Mrs. Ferguson. Mr. and Mrs. John West and family.
Are they still here in Charlotte?
No, they're all dead now.
Now some of the Fergusons are still living.
George Ferguson and Thomas Ian are living. They're the ones who own the store on the corner of 4th and Main Street. And Mr. and Mrs. James Ferguson was his grandparents, as I know. And you know the Scots who lived, who had a home on Main Street. And later years, Mr. and Mrs. Carol Thompson lived on Main Street. He was a very dear friend of mine.
Did you have anything to do with urban renewal?
Not very much. I belonged to the neighborhood association. I had no hand in the urban renewal, but I had some relatives who were engaged in that. And he moved. I had a lot of friends who lived in that area where they had urban renewal. Most of them are, well, you all call them black people, I call them colored people or Negroes, lived in that area. I had quite a few people, relatives and friends who lived in that area. Oh, there I know this color section in the early renewal. They didn't hear the urban renewal. I had quite a few friends.
How did they feel? People who you knew who had to move, how did they feel about having to move?
Most of them felt very badly about it because at that time they didn't have it. They didn't have any housing development here. At that particular time, when they moved from now, they hadn't built any developers at that particular time, and they were very much upset about losing their home because most of them, quite a few of them, had owned their own homes and had lived in them for quite a while. But of course, after they had a redevelopment, quite a few people bought homes in different sections of the city. And then the people who didn't own their homes, quite a few of them lived in West Haven and different places.
Now the people who had to move, were they given homes or given money? for their homes, people who own homes?
They were given some money. I don't see that they gave them all necessary, but they gave them because they bought their home. They gave them the assessed, they thought the assessed, I think. I'm not quite sure. But they bought places, other sections of the city, quite a few of them. Mm-hmm.
Now, Seneca Hill was like a shopping, it was the main business shopping district?
Yes, it was.
And so what about when everything was torn down, what happened? People had to go to different places?
Yes, they moved in different places, some of them. They're out of business for good, some of them. And I say, like Mr. Frank Henry, he had business down there. He moved and opened a place in another building right that he rented. And quite a few of them built some places. My husband, he went up and built his shop, and he worked in that shop. And quite a few of them built in other places. And some of them went out of business entirely.
Mm-hmm. So do you feel like shopping, was it more convenient to go shopping before they tore down Vinegar Hill?
We had no other place to go shopping with, but down Vinegar Hill, down Main Street, not all of Vinegar Hill, but down Main Street we had no other place to go shopping. Mm-hmm. Of course these shopping districts have just been built recently. Mm-hmm. Some of them just quite recently, and some of them just a few years ago they had developed out on the outskirts of the city forest, and most of those places used to be just fields grown up in forests that they had to build the shopping center. Birch Road Shopping Center was the first one that we had. But all the shopping practice was done down what we call downtown. Mm-hmm. Yes. Most of it done downtown.
So now the downtown mall, that's not where Vinegar Hill was?
No, they didn't call all of that name Vinegar Hill. It was East Main Street down in there. And Vinegar Hill was, I suppose, where we say we started at 4th Street and down to Preston Avenue. Down Preston Avenue was the foot of Vinegar Hill where that was down. It goes around, and as far as I can remember, that was called downtown. Mm-hmm. And this section of West Main Street was called Vinegar Hill. It was a hill section, very hilly. I don't know how it got the name. So many different people have told different things about how it got its name. But we always call that a Vinegar Hill. It was more hilly than it is now because it was leveled out a great deal. But it was hilly, I remember that. Mm-hmm.
So now you were born in Charlottesville.
Yes.
And your family, how far back is your family? Your mother and father were both from Charlottesville?
Yes, all my family from Charlottesville, except my husband, he wasn't from Charlottesville. My grandmother came up in slavery time, and that's why I can remember so many things that she's told me about. And then I remember Vinegar Hill, because see, I'm an elderly person myself. And I remember a great deal about Vinegar Hill myself. Then I've heard my grandmother and my mother tell about things that took place down Main Street and in Charlottesville in general.
So how long has Vinegar Hill been here? Since slavery times?
Yes, way before, yes, since slavery time. It's an old section of the city, as far as I know, it's an old section of the city. The city was first built. I mean, when they built it, it was just a little pathway. And I can remember when Main Street was nothing but mud. And then they laid bricks. And after that, they made macadamized road, something like that. I remember when they laid the first bricks on Main Street. The streetcar, they had a streetcar. They ran up and down Main Street, Fry Springs, down the foot of the hill, down the hill, and turn around and come back up Main Street, up what they call Fry Springs, and around the university.
So what year were you born?
1892.
Oh,
good. So I've been around here a long time. I just celebrated birthday here last month.
Yeah, I guess you do know what life is. Oh, you have a good memory, too. So now your husband, he was a tailor.
Yes.
And so how long was his shop on Vanity
Hill? How long?
How long did he have a shop there on the hill?
Well, I guess he had a shop there about 20-something years because his first shop was up at the university. Then when they tore down a lot of old buildings, he moved from up there. Down on Vinegar Hill.
And then after Vinegar Hill was torn down, he got another store?
Yes, he built a, well, he had, there's a section on my, back of my house where he built, he just did, well, he was on the, at retirement age, mm-hmm. and he just built a repair shop. And he built a room there, and he did repair work there until he died.
How did he feel about having to move?
He was very bitter. Yeah. Yes, as were most of the other people. Mm. They had no place else to go. And of course, quite a few white people, and they wanted to rent places in different sections, but white people didn't have to get to any place. Mm-hmm. There were no place to go. Very few of them children. And Mr. Carroll Tunsler, who ran his place, he built a place, and some of the other folks had, they found some other places to actually carry on their work.
Has your income always been, have you always had enough money to get, have living necessities and things?
Yes.
Okay.
See, I taught school for 47 years.
Oh. So now what school did you teach at?
Old Jefferson School. And the old building and this building that he called the newer building.
Were there any other neighborhoods where I say, okay, when Negroes were living during the time that Vinegar Hill was here, I mean, were there any other concentrations of Negro people living together?
Yes, and the Negroes were in Preston Avenue, the lower end of Preston Avenue, the Lanes, all of that was Negro property. The Negroes owned all that. He owned the property, his own home. There was a street back in there called Pearl Street that Mr. Lincoln Jackson used to live. Mm-hmm. And there was quite a few people lived on Preston Avenue. 5th and 6th Street, Southwest. Oh, in that section over there, were all, most of all black people there. Mm-hmm. And some few black people lived around the university area. And the section called Crescent Heights was all concentration of Negroes. Therefore, what we call, used to call Crescent Heights. I don't know what they call, they have different names for them now. Mm-hmm. As far as I can remember.
I see. Now, were these sections like Vinegar Hill, or was Vinegar Hill just basically businesses? And these other sections were for living?
Yes, that's right.
Okay. Okay, so now what school did you go to? You went to school here in Charlottesville.
Yes.
So what school did you attend?
Hampton Institute.
Oh. So I guess you went away. You stayed in Hampton while you were at school?
Yes.
I see. When you were teaching at Jefferson School, it was all Negro?
All black.
Okay, so it was
Negro. Segregation. Along with the segregation. I retired just before the segregation came in, integration. Mm-hmm.
What jobs basically did black people have? What occupations, you know, were open to us, I'd say, in the, let's go from the 30s to the 50s, I guess.
Businesses, and most of them worked around the university. That was the biggest occupation in the hospital and all around the university. They worked around there and just on their sedentary jobs, laborious jobs.
So I know you graduated from college, but were there many people who graduated from college at that time?
Yes, quite a few, yes.
And do we have a lot of doctors here in Charlotte?
No, we don't need some doctors. We did have some doctors, but Dr. Garrett is the last one. Mm-hmm. And our first doctor was Dr. Ferguson, Sir George Ferguson's father. Mm-hmm. And then we had another one named Dr. Chazelle. Dr. Long.
Dr. Long?
Ellery, the doctor's here.
Do we have any dentists? Or?
Dr. J. Jackson. Dr. Harris. Dr. Ian Jackson, that's Dr. Jackson's son. Dr. Bernard Coles.
Only the dentist?
Dentist. Mm-hmm. And the only one I know now who's in, who's engaged in working out is calling in one. He's dentist here now. He's quite a young fellow.
Oh, I've heard of him.
Yes.
But I've heard of the
dentist
here.
Yes. And there was another fellow here, he didn't stay there very long, but I can't remember his name. Oh, the fellow I'm talking about now is Page, Dr. Page. He's a present dentist here. He has a place right on the Bulls Hill Drive.
Right.
Yes, for somewhere in the place.
Basically, how was your leisure time spent?
I didn't have much leisure time.
Right.
Well, I worked in different clubs and church organizations. I was housekeeper. I kept housekeeper. I don't know. And club life was mostly what I did.
Were there many community organizations up on Vinegar Hill?
Masonic Lodge had Masonic Temple, see? All fellows organization.
Were there any women's organizations like Household of Ruth or?
Yeah. Household of Ruth, Eastern Star.
Right. Did you belong to any of these?
I belong to Eastern Star.
How long were they, Eastern Star, were they here before you were born?
Not before I was born, but
they started a chapter?
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's still in existence now. Daughter Else, too, also. Women's organization from the Else. I don't belong to them. I don't.
Okay. But there was a daughter Elsa. Is there still daughter
Elsa? Mm.
Are there still daughter
Elsa? Yes.
Oh, okay. Was there a mayor of Vinegar Hill? Was there someone who considered himself the mayor of Vinegar Hill?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Because
we had heard
something like that. There are some people who have places of work that call themselves mayor of Vinegar Hill, but they're not appointed mayor. Just call them that, see, because they've been in the job so long.
Oh, Okay, who were some of these people?
I don't know. I think it was GPA, she's one of the leading ones. I don't remember anybody else. It's Carol Tunsford. They used to call him the General or Jeremy or something like that because he was very prominent with it here. As far as I know. So far as an elected mayor, it wasn't any of them.
Were the people on the Hill very involved in politics? Okay, there was a man, his name was Charles Barber. Do you know him?
Yes.
Was he one, another person who considered?
He wasn't elected mayor.
Oh, he wasn't elected mayor?
Yes, he was a member of city council and then he was elected mayor. He was recently.
So now he was, now did he stay on the Hill?
No.
Oh, so this is recent, right?
Yes, it's recent.
Oh, okay. So everything, all the black businesses basically were located on Vinegar Hill.
Yes, at one time.
Okay. And were there any white businesses up there?
Yes, of course.
Did you have a lot of white people shopping up there?
More the stores and all the damn thing, whatever they wanted, whatever they could.
Can you remember any very significant events that occurred on Vinegar Hill? Or did you hear any stories, you know, that you always remember or anything that stood out in your mind?
No, I've seen the same crowd over there.
Do you feel that the black community was more close-knit during, you know, the time of Vinegar Hill than it is now?
I believe so. I'm not quite sure. I believe so. I think they were closer together. They were not spread out so far. As they are now, of course. Our Negroes live all over town. Well, they were scattered then, but they're more closely together in the early days before they had the redevelopment, I think, because they were thrown together. In other words, they had no other chance, because quite a few, of course, they are. The relationship between the white and colored there was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
But we had no choice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did you and your family attend the church?
Yes.
What church did you attend?
First Baptist. First.
Okay, so that wasn't located on the Hill, was it?
No, so the families, West Virginia.
Okay, so are you still at the same church?
Yes.
How frequently did your church have services?
Every Sunday.
I know that Mount Zion Union, that's the church that I go to, that was located on the Hill.
Yes.
And did the church?
No, it was on 4th Street, that was part of the redevelopment area.
Right, that was the church that got destroyed, and then because they built a new one.
Mm-hmm.
Did the church play an active role in people's lives? Just going back, do you think that people were more involved in church?
Much more involvement. Because everything practically that the Negroes had centered around the church, because they didn't have any other place to go, centered around the church.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What kind of things did the church do for the community? I mean, what kind of, do you feel like the church, well, because people were involved more in church was doing more, people were getting more involved in, I guess the church was more active then Did you say that?
I can't say they were more active, but they played an important role in the lives of the people who were connected with them. Mm.
Okay. What leaders, black or white, inside or outside the community, do you feel have done the most for Negroes here in Charlottesville?
Question. The ministers in this community, I think they've done more for the black people than anybody else. Mm. The ministers of the various churches have done a great deal. The institutions, organizations for people that they didn't have before. And so many people were engaged in helping people showers, but I can't remember their names. And they were interested in the work of working with people. I know the first person I remember was the Negroes got a high school here, was Reverend Long. Reverend C.M. Long, he agitated for high school. We didn't have any high school. Mm-hmm. I remember that, and Reverend C.M.
Reverend who?
Reverend who?
Oh, I don't know, you say Reverend Long.
Reverend C.M. Long was the first person you mentioned. And talk about the need of a high school here. Mm. And one of them, I remember, Mr. G.P. Angel, he really was a great leader in this community, Mr. G.P. Angel. Mm. And Mr. Charlie Coles, who's a contractor. Charlie Coles Sr., he was the other boss. Song in child. Let's see if I can find it. Mrs. J. Jackson. She was the one who got the first Negro organization for political. Mrs. J. Jackson.
Now, any of these people still living?
No.
Oh,
okay. No. Only another one who's living is Reverend B.F. Bourne. He was in the institution of having the NAACP. He's the First Baptist Church.
I'm going to be seeing him tomorrow. I mean, Thursday. I'll be seeing him tomorrow on Thursday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. CPS coming. They come to my mind, and maybe quite a few more, but they don't come to my mind right now.
How did you feel when you heard that Vinegar Hill, the area, was going to be torn down for urban renewal?
I can't say how I felt. We discussed it a great deal, talked about it a great deal. I can't say just how I felt about it. I don't know. There was a great deal of discussion about the thing. Black people have to move up from there. And
aside from people being distressed because they had to move, did you have any people who really got ill or things like that because they had to move? Were the people who had to be actually forced out, by power, pulled out?
Mm-hmm. Crazy.
Mm-hmm. Well, now that everything has been done, do you think that it was a good idea, or that it was good that this happened, or?
Well, in some instances, there was some good come out of it. And in other instances, there was not. Some instances, people had good homes that they had lived in for years. They felt very uneasy about it. And then the urban renewal, they put all the people together, all kinds of people together, and that made it kind of congestion, I think. They didn't get along, so understanding, didn't get along so well. Too much of, you know, too much togetherness. I don't know. It might have been good in some cases. The houses were dilapidated. And all right, but I don't know that things are scary.
Where are some of the places? Where did they move some of the people? I mean, not people who owned homes and brought new homes. Was there any place else? I know they have a development.
There weren't any of us, the only one they had at that particular time. Now there were quite a few scattered around throughout the city. Now, but that was all that they had at that time. Quite a few people who owned their homes moved up there in their city. They owned their own homes, they were thrown down. They didn't. Some of them were too old to build any houses. And they lived up in West Haven, moved up in West Haven.
I finished with all my questions. Is there anything that you would just like to say about Benedict Hill, or just what happened, or just how it was when you were young, or, you know, like I guess in the 1920s?
No, I don't think I have anything else to say there. The Negro Negro business was there. And we carried on. They had quite a few Negro businesses, which we don't have now. There were shoe shops, barber shops, stores, restaurants. We had all of those things.
Was there a hotel there also?
We didn't have a hotel. We had houses, say boarding houses.
Boarding houses.
We didn't have any hotels. They couldn't have any. We didn't have any hotels. We couldn't go to the hotels here. But people had boarding houses and rooms. People roomed around when I was a kid.
Well, people certainly came.
Forgot until about 11:30 I was in bed, ready to go to bed, and came to my mind.
I was
going to
call him back. Was your husband a Mason?
Yes.
Let me see. Okay, I know another question. Do you know of any ministers now who are here who might have some information on? I have to do a paper on the church and religion. And I was wondering if there's any ministers here who might know a little bit about Vinegar Hillside from Reverend Bunn, Reverend Hall.
Reverend Hall doesn't know much about it.
I know.
If he doesn't know very much about it, he knows something about the people. But other than Reverend Bunn, I did it because the other ministers are all new.
That's what I'm saying.
Reverend Bunn is the only one who was here during that time.
So most of the ministers who were here before had passed, or they moved away?
Most of them were dead. I mean, see, the ministers, I can't remember, Reverend Aiken, Reverend Long, Reverend Hardy, Reverend Long, all of them, all that I knew, all passed on.
That's what Mr. Henry was telling me. you know, the people, but a lot of people are gone now.
Yes, that's right. Mm-hmm. Most of all those people who even had businesses on Vinegar Hill pay or something.
So Mr. Inge, his store was always located where it is now. And that was Vinegar Hill, that area.
All that area, back in the foot of the hill down to Cushing Avenue. It's called Vinegar Hill.
Was there any kind of nightlife? Did they have clubs down there?
The Elk building down there, they had kind of like a club there. So.
Do you have any pictures of things, you know, like of your husband's store?
No.
Or any pictures from Vinegar Hill?
And,
because what we do, if we had something, we just take Barbara, we would just take a picture of the picture and give it back to you.
No, I'm sorry, I don't have any pictures.
Well, I guess that finishes the interview.